Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And we had hoped to have Beverly Eichmann with us this afternoon, but in case she can't be here, why, we'll just have to be talking a little bit about some of the things that are going on and sort of the philosophy behind the people who hold the reins of government in their hands today. And when you hear the president say, the United States does not torture people, and yet, of course, you saw what happened to Abu Ghraib. We hear the stories of all the people who've been taken to other countries to be tortured. We know what's gone on at Guantanamo with the inhumane treatment of people there, putting people in solitary confinement, not allowing them to sleep, putting them in painful positions and holding them there for long periods of time to break their will and break their intellect and destroy their personality. How can the president say, we don't torture people? And, of course, those of you who saw the interview with George Tenet, former director of the CIA, on the 60 Minutes here a few weeks ago. And what did Tenet say? He says, we do not torture people. Americans do not torture people. And Scott Pelley was trying to get some words in. We do not torture people. And then, of course, when I interviewed Douglas Feith, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, longtime member of the Defense Department in a high and key position, who recently wrote a book called War and Decision. And when I asked him about torture, his remark was, we do not torture people. America does not torture people. America does not torture people. And I asked him about, of course, the fact of renditions, the CIA taking people and sending them to other countries where they were tortured. And his remark was, well, I was with the Defense Department. Now, you have to understand the psychology of this. It's very difficult for people to understand that people in key positions in government will lie. But then most people do not understand Niccolo Machiavelli. And, of course, they do not understand the psychology of the neoconservative movement that controls the reins of government in Washington, D.C. today. And they do not understand the relationship between Plato and Machiavelli and Michael Ledeen and what is taking place. And so let me just simply give you a little lesson in history, because, of course, you don't understand history, you can't understand anything that's going on today. Everything that is taking place today is really based upon the writings of Plato. And Plato, remember, was a philosopher. He died about 246 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem. But Plato basically wanted to have a world government under the control of a ruling elite. He talked about that so-called just man who would rule the whole government. But what everybody who talks about Plato really has missed is the fact that he was deeply involved in the occult of that time, a disciple of the mystery religions that he passed on to Aristotle, who passed them on to Alexander the Great. And of course, we quote that certainly in my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And we actually have the book, which was written by Plutarch back in the first century, talking about Alexander the Great and his relationship to the mystery religions, and how he had actually, of course, learned them from Aristotle, and we can assume that Aristotle learned them from Plato, and if you go up on the internet and you Google in Plato and the occult, you'll find all sorts of references there. And of course, what Plato really taught was that most people were not capable of understanding philosophy. The truth was only taught to a very, very select few. And they, of course, they were talking exoteric or esoteric, exo or esoteric mode. And of course, you would tell people, you know, most of your students one thing, but had nothing to do with what the real battle was. And the real battle, of course, was being carried out in the supernatural realm. And, of course, the students were taught how to tap into the supernatural realm, just as people are being taught how to tap into the supernatural realm. Today, we'll be right back here. Hopefully, we'll have Beverly Aikman.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, we're talking in lieu of having Beverly Aikman with us about Plato and his philosophy, which was basically based in the occult. And, of course, he would basically teach his students a lesson, but only very few of them would understand what it was really all about. In other words, most people are incapable of understanding philosophy. Most people are incapable of understanding where the real battle is being fought, and it's not being fought here. You know, certainly as we try to find out who our president is going to be, it's being fought in the supernatural realm, because there is a supernatural realm. And, of course, there's certain people people who are able to get into contact with the beings from the other dimension. Well, of course, Plato's philosophy has been taught ever since and Aristotle went to their just rewards, and it was classic philosophy was really the foundation of much of what happened in Rome, and really, of course, America was based, at least in part, on these ideas that came out of Greece. But most people did not understand that they were really founded in the occult. Well, then we come along. Niccolo Machiavelli is born, I think, in about 1464. And at that time, the Medici family ran Florence, and that was where Machiavelli was raised. And when they were deposed from power, I think it was 1494, why Machiavelli and some of his friends really ruled that city until a group of Spanish troops came in under the guidance of the Pope and reinstalled the Medici's about 1512. So at that time, of course, Machiavelli was forced to leave the city, and he went into exile. But, of course, he wrote a book at that time called The Prince. And The Prince really is a very important book. It is the foundation of the things that are going on today. And we might ask where Machiavelli got his ideas. Well, you're going to have to wait, and you're going to have to read my latest newsletter, because there I tell you about Machiavelli writing a letter to a friend where he talks about, you know, how he comes home at the end of a long day of work, and he takes all of his clothes off, he strips down naked, and then he puts on the robes. And at that point, then, he enters into the realm of the ancients. Of the ancients, sounds very much like the modern-day ancients of wisdom that the occultists talk about. And he talks about how he is then able to eat the food which is only prepared for him, and how he relishes this wonderful existence, which, of course, was what he as an elitist should have. And then he talks to the ancients, and he asks them questions, and they give him the answers. Well, I believe those answers are what you'll find in his book, The Prince, where he talks about how certainly the prince must be willing to use deceit and lies and treachery and cruelty to actually accomplish this goal, to be able to rule the common people who are basically evil and can't control themselves, and then how the prince has to certainly recognize that good can come from evil and from cruelty, and sometimes these things have to be used. But lies and deceit are justified because the end justifies the means. And that's the story of the prince. That and the fact that the prince always has to go to war. Until you understand the message of the prince and Machiavelli, and the fact that the people who control our government today, the neoconservatives, the disciples of Leo Strauss, who was a disciple of both Plato and Machiavelli, and taught his students the very, very things I've told you, you can't understand anything going on today, or why the president and the people who surround him lie to the public. You see, it's for our own good. We're too dumb to manage ourselves. We need a ruling class, and they are the new rulers of America. In fact, they hope to be the rulers of the world. Well, right now we have Beverly Ekman on the line. Hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, let's go ahead and
I had a bunch of calls that I couldn't get out from under.
All right, fine. Well, it's good to have you with us. And so Beverly, of course, is a writer. She's done a lot of work. We've actually carried her book. We've still carried it. It was an excellent book called The Cloning of the American Mind. And I know she's written some books since then, and she's been on the front lines of this battle to try to educate the American people about what they're doing to the hearts and minds of our souls in the public schools, which are being used not to educate but to indoctrinate our children and turn them against God and family and country. You pick up the story there, Beverly.
Well, there's just an awful lot of things going on right now. I was shocked, really shocked, by one of the emails that I received recently about parental rights and libraries. This was an unbelievable thing. A lady wrote to Tay that in her state, her 13-year-old daughter had to sign something, and she didn't know what it was, but was to allow her parent to see what was on what the girl was looking at.
On the internet, you're talking about.
10-year-old daughter, that's right, 10 years old. And she was given something to sign, and when the mother asked what the librarian, what the daughter was signing, she was told that it was a permission slip giving mother permission to access her daughter's library records. And so she promptly tore up the slip and told the librarian that her daughter wasn't signing anything. And then when she inquired what this policy was all about, she was told that although it wasn't a statute yet, a bill had been introduced into the legislature that was going to make the library records of minors 13 and up private from even parents. And so they were going to work even on 10-year-olds right then. I mean, they didn't even bother with the minors 13 and up private. They were going all the way to 10-year-olds. And so it turned out that the legislation was being pursued by the Vermont Library Association. And so the Vermont was where this occurred, but apparently it's going other places as well. And it's been passed already in 40 states. I wonder, did you know about this?
No, of course we're not hearing about so many of the things that are going on.
I know, today. There's so many things. Where do you start?
But of course,
and so this bill will basically make library records confidential, which cannot be released, and with very few exceptions, probably terrorism, bomb making and that sort of thing. That would be the only thing that will be allowed for parents to see. And probably then, even not parents, it'll be law enforcement.
And I think that's really the thing. They're making a big issue out of privacy. In fact, when you go to the doctor or dentist today, they said, well, you've got to sign this privacy form. We want to protect your records.
Oh, and you know, of course, if you read it. That stupid HIPAA law, I practically wrote that when I was working at the Justice Department. I told them the way they changed it, that it was not going to work like that and that it was a farce.
Yeah, and it is a farce. And basically, if you read what it says that nobody can get access to your records except anybody in government that is entitled to get them. And that means everybody in government is entitled to get them. And when you sign it, you give the government the ability to get all of your private records from your doctor and your dentist. People don't understand. You know, they say one thing and they really mean another.
Well, what they're saying is if you have nothing to hide, then you'll have no gripes about this.
Right.
What the other thing people don't understand is that once you allow one thing, all these computers today talk to each other. They have to by law, because mainly now this came through the school. This started through the school, the Council of Chief State School Officers. They started this in 1974. I mean, that's way back, and that was when they began. Asking the states, and they were asking at that point, not demanding, but they pretty soon became demand, them to the local education agency and the state education agencies to make their computers compatible with the feds. That's the U.S. Department of Education. Okay, they got that, and then, of course, all the federal agencies were demanding that their sub-agencies or their state clones and local clones do the same thing. So people think that we aren't on the crest of getting, on the cusp of getting somebody of a big, humongous computer system that can dip into everything. You don't need a big, humongous one. Not when all the smaller ones talk to each other.
And, of course, any time you go onto an Internet site, there's a record of that. And, of course, the government is accessing that. They want to know who you're talking to, what you're pulling up on the Internet. They want to know everything about you. And all of this is recorded. And certainly many of our major corporations, certainly like AOL.com and others, are providing this information to the government without your knowledge or consent. Because, after all, you might be a terrorist.
Well, that's it. And now what I do tell people, and this is true, right now people want to know, okay, are they accessing everything on my computer right this minute, every minute of the day? And I say no, because that's terribly expensive. But if you hack off somebody important or you run for public office, including school board or something like that. It could be a local office. It doesn't have to be a federal office. If you irritate somebody that's important, say in the newspaper or as a talk show host or something like that, then things change.
I'm sure
then,
they do.
Yes, they are interested in accessing everything.
Right. And I think the American people have to ask yourself why they want to monitor us. I mean, this was supposed to be a terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, if they were concerned about terrorism, they would have closed our southern border. Every plane would have an air marshal on it. Every pilot would be armed to protect the pilots and protect the passengers. And, of course, the government's done everything they could to prevent that happening.
Prevent it.
Why? Because they don't believe in the war on terrorism.
Well, you know, I just wrote a letter to the editor, and I was surprised it got published. I was so busy I couldn't even look at my own published work. But anyway, it got published yesterday. And I, the Washington Times had written an editorial calling for the President Bush to pardon Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Bill.
Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Beverly Eichmann, and basically we're talking about, of course, what's going on, and you were just starting to tell us, Beverly, why don't you pick up the story?
Okay. Yes, I had written a letter to the editor that was published yesterday.
In the Washington Times?
Pardon me?
In the Washington Times?
Washington Times, yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, they've published my op-eds and stuff frequently, but this time it was just a real quickie because they called in an editorial for the president to pardon Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion. You may remember that they shot a drug runner in the buttocks who was carrying gobs of marijuana across the border. He was illegal, and he dropped the big parcel, right where he was shot on our side of the border, and so he was caught, and then he had the chutzpah to sue these two agents, and the two agents were put in jail for shooting a drug runner. Well, now all it has come out that he has done this before, and not just that, but cocaine too. And so now the Times was calling for these two agents to be pardoned, and he won't do it. He won't pardon the agents. And here are two that aren't doing the easy click it or ticket things and the speed traps and all this. They're putting their lives on the line to guard our borders, and they're thrown in prison, and one of them's been sexually abused in prison.
No, I think the important thing is that they claim that this fellow, they thought he had a gun.
Yeah.
And because we don't know whether he had a gun or not, because you know, all they have is his word that he did not have a gun, and certainly, actually, he was actually brought, by my understanding, brought back to the United States, got medical treatment, and this was done by our government to intimidate the men who are guarding our borders. I mean, who wants to take a chance on really doing their job if they may end up in prison because they've done
what they
believe is right? And you have to make a split decision.
Split second decision on this, and not only that, they could be giving those guys tasers anyhow.
Right, of course.
They don't even need to shoot anybody, really.
All right. Well, tell us what did you say in here?
What I wrote was, I said two things really finished me on the GOP. I said the Iraq War, no. The dimwits caught abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib, no. The failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, well, come on, today's WMDs can be the size of a single van or even a suitcase. The last straw for me was Ramos and Campion's imprisonment. I realized then what I should have realized a long time ago, that public safety is a joke, regardless of political party. Despite press reports to the contrary, most of us baby boomers have always supported law enforcement, never did drugs, never demonstrated, never called police pigs. A reward being insulted and practically strip searched every airport and building. Now even at our children's schools, women are harassed over makeup barrettes and metal buttons. Youngsters can't carry an aspirin to school, all in the name of public safety, just like our so-called traffic cameras, which are aimed at the sidewalks. Yet our borders remain revolving doors. Violent criminals are released in games of attorney one-upmanship, in other words, technicalities. Non-stop appeals process is legendary. Those few officers who forego the easy click-it-or-ticket route and put their lives on the line, they wind up in prison. And so I go on from there. And then I say, Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton may well be far-left liberals, but they don't pretend to be conservatives. Republicans compete for Marxist of the Month, and then they wonder why they lose. It was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but kind of not.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that both political parties are going this exactly the same direction. There are very, very few congressmen or senators who will take a stand who gets what's going on. I can think of Senator Tom Coburn, certainly, and the senator from Oklahoma is one of the few honest people we have in the senator who's not got his hand out looking for, you know, a big payoff, and the same thing with Ron Paul. And I'm sure there's a handful of congressmen, but most of them ought to be retired. And ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a choice for the presidency. Forget whether it's Democrat or Republican. They're all controlled by the same people. But we do have a good candidate and a man called Chuck Baldwin. Pastor Chuck Baldwin is a man of integrity running on the Constitution Party ticket. It may be the only opportunity we will ever have to vote for an honest man for the President of the United States. But I think the Republicans are going to lose a lot of support. They're already sort of losing House seats in midterm elections, and they've lost three of them successfully. And this could be the demise of the Republican Party, and they deserve it because they've embraced the neoconservative philosophy, which embraces the philosophy of Plato and Machiavelli. And believe me, what you're seeing in our president is truly a caricature of the prince who Machiavelli described. We're going to be back in just a moment with Beverly Ekman right here. It's Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Beverly Ekman. And Beverly, before we go on, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out to our listeners?
Oh, yes. My website is BeverlyE.com. That's Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, with an extra E on it, .com. And so it's about to undergo a stream makeover, but it's still up and running, and will get even better. And I have a new book out called Walking Targets, How Our Psychologized Classrooms Are Producing a Nation of Sitting Ducks, and that pretty much is explains itself, the title. And I really am talking about the psychologized nature of our classrooms, and of course they've been like that for some time. And they want information. Again, we've been talking about information that government wants on kids, and now it's really being used against kids and their parents with a vengeance. And it gets more and more and more until academics are crowded out and tests become psychologized, as do surveys and questionnaires, and they're getting this stuff all day long. So that's what the book is about, and it's receiving an awful lot of kudos at the present time. And how to get it, you can just go on my website, BeverlyE.com, or the publisher is MidnightWhistler.com.
All
so
right.
They can get it that way.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you, Beverly's one of the sharpest people we have on our side, and I'm sure glad she's not on the other side. We wouldn't have a chance. An awful lot of dumb people
over
there.
No chance of that.
Okay. Well, anyway, of course, Sydney, I share your concern over Remus and Campion, and of course, these men had been horribly treated, ready to intimidate the law enforcement officials down along the border, that the federal government's going to get you if you get out of line, if you try to do your job. But where is the outcry from our other political leaders? I know some of the congressmen have been upset about it, but you have to understand that President Bush has a different agenda. The people who surround President Bush have an agenda, and it certainly is not preservation of the sovereignty of the United States. Mm-hmm. Their loyalty is to this idea of a world government, and of course that's why we're fighting over there in Iraq and Afghanistan today. After all, we went over to Afghanistan because Osama bin Laden has attacked us, and so we had to get him, didn't we? But since he has escaped, why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? And I would like to suggest our attack on Afghanistan had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. In fact, Douglas Feith mentioned that in his book, War on Decisions, that we did not go over there at all to get Osama bin Laden. You have to understand the real purpose, of course, what's going on today is to draw us into a war with the Muslim world and rally the people behind our fearless leaders, whether it be Obama or Hillary or McCain or whichever one of the traitors will be elected president of the United States. And none of them will do anything to stop this progressive move towards expanding the war in the Middle East, which is going to bring catastrophe to the United States. And maybe the people here deserve it if they don't have the courage to get involved and do something. And you can't sit in your chair and just do nothing. You've got to be involved. So go right ahead, Beverly.
Well, I think part of the problem is that everybody is crisis'd out, as I put it. There's so many things that are wrong, you hardly know where to begin anymore. And, you know, just like this thing with the library. I mean, this is an everyday sort of thing, but, you know, parents have to be concerned about it, and they have to be concerned right when it happens. So to get involved with the war on terror and our fighting in the Middle East, and whether it's right or wrong, you know, parents, especially young parents of very young school children, they have more on their plate right now, and they feel like they have to stay there, and they can't get involved in other things. But unfortunately, that's part of the plan, so to speak, is to get everybody upset to the point where there's so many things going wrong. I mean, law enforcement has gone way wrong. They're not doing law enforcement anymore. They're not catching burglars. They're not catching rapists. They're not catching anybody. All they're doing is this piddly stuff that doesn't matter. Our borders are wide open. And nobody is helping these kids. A kid can't take an aspirin to school. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And there's so many things wrong right now, and parents' rights are being so compromised that I think parents and other taxpayers are just in a panic right now, and they're thinking, where on earth do I start?
Well, I know just how you feel. In fact, we people are so concerned about, you know, the fish, and they're concerned about the birds, and they're not concerned about, you know, we killed 50 million unborn children by abortion, and then, of course, because we don't have them coming along, we have to allot the illegal aliens in, illegal immigrants in, so that there'll be somebody to pay Social Security tax, you know, so that they can support all the older people who are beginning to retire now from the baby boom generation. And there's just not, if we didn't have all these other aliens coming in here, we wouldn't be able to afford to continue our Social Security and Medicare payments. And even with them, we're only putting off the day of judgment when the whole system collapses. So there's no problem facing America today that a new series of government laws or regulations won't make worse, in my opinion. What do you think, Beverly?
Well, I think that's correct. I mean, somebody wrote an article recently for Chronicles magazine. I write frequently for that magazine, too. And it was called they quoted, actually, Samuel Francis. And the term that Samuel Francis coined, he just passed away, was anarcho-tyranny. And he said what that is the inaction of so many petty laws and mandates and restraints that, you know, constrain your daily activities that people don't know whether they're coming or going. And he said, and then, of course, anybody that promises to restore order that's charismatic can come in and pick up the pieces. And I think he's right.
Well, I think right now people must understand that 1 out of every 100 American adults is in prison today. We have 2.3 million people in prison. Communist China, with 4 times our population, only has 1.6 million people in prison. 1 out of every 32 American adults is in prison, population or parole. 1 out of every 3 young black men between ages of 21 and 31 is in prison, population or parole. Boy, it's wonderful to live in a free country, isn't it?
Well, remember I can't remember his first name now, but he was a Russian that came over here. He immigrated to the United States. His last name was Yakov, and he said, is this a great country or what? You remember that? he would end a comment of that nature with, is this a great country or what? And I think that would be appropriate for what you're describing. And, you know, the other thing that we were going to talk about, I think, I don't know if people have heard about this. It's called CLEAR, and it's in airports now. And I got a real jolt. I mean, it was advertised, and there was a little article about it. And so I went on the computer, and what it was supposed to be, it was a new concept in speeding up airline security called CLEAR. And the idea was to pre-inspect via extensive background checks and passengers traveling to foreign countries so that bottlenecks in security lines were eliminated and the passengers are just whisked right through. Well, you know, I'm not nuts about being inspected, and I've never liked that whole business, but we know the drill. My husband and I have had top secret clearances and whatnot, and so we know the driver's license has long since morphed into a national ID. But in any case, I thought it would be nice when we go abroad to not have to be involved in all this present for inspection stuff. So I called the toll-free number, which oddly is manned 24/7, and they advertised on the website that they really want you to start with the website in order to get the ball rolling, and they you can give it as a gift to somebody else, and that really got my my scratching my head. A gift and a background check is a gift. When did that happen? And then they said, well, and we can do this in 7 to 10 days. I don't know of any background check that can be done in 7 to 10 days. So I called and I said, all right, what is this thing? Does this mean that I don't have to put up with hoisting my bags onto the conveyor, that I don't have to cram multiple tubes and bottles into a miserable little baggie, that I can keep my shoes, earrings, hearing aid, and cardigan on, that I can just get on the plane? Does this mean that this card that contains my biometric fingerprint and iris data, that I've passed the background check and I'm, you know, then henceforth clear to board anytime, anywhere, any place? Do I just renew it like a driver's license? And what about the $128 fee that I'm supposed to pay? Is this good permanently, or do I have to renew it? And there was a lull. And the person says, I'm afraid this doesn't mean any of those things. And I said, oh, well, then exactly what does it mean? And the short version is you still stand in line, you still hoist your bags, you follow all the TSA, Transportation Security Administration rules, you still take your shoes off and half your clothes, you go through the metal detector, so forget the earrings and hearing aid and watches, belts, and barrettes. All your bags are still subject to search. All liquids and semi-liquids go in a baggie. You still present your driver's license and boarding pass and passport if that's about applicable. You pay the same fee every year, which, by the way, may go higher, so it's a good idea, they say, to purchase the maximum number for automatic renewals, that's 3, in order to lock in the $128 rate. And I just kind of stopped, and I said, excuse me, what am I getting for $128? Well, here's what I actually get. You get to stand in a special, bright blue, pretty line that is staffed by CLEAR employees who are trained to be polite. Your CLEAR card is placed into a reader to verify your biometric information. Then you go through the same rigmarole as everybody else under the watchful eye of the not-so-polite TSA. That's it.
What a bargain. Only $124?
And $128.
And
there's two airports here now.
I know, the whole thing about checking is when we get on the plane is simply, you know, to convince us there's really a war on terrorism.
Yeah.
And it's all a matter of perception. Perception and reality are really very different. There's no war on terrorism. They're trying to convince us, and that's why they make our lives miserable. You can go back and you can read the article that Richard Haass, who today is, of course, the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, but back in 1996, he wrote an article that was published, I think, in the Washington Post, but they've destroyed all copies of it. There's no record of it, but we got it out of another paper. But there he talked about how, you know, because of the terrorist threat, now this is 1996, because of the terrorist threat, we're going to change the perception of people, we're going to check them more, and there are going to be long lines at federal buildings and long lines at airports. All part of a long-range plan. They knew exactly what they were doing. And, of course, immediately after the 9-1-1 attack, how were they going to get us to believe that there really was a threat when they refused to close our borders, they refused to arm our pilots, they refused to have marshals on every plane? Why we've got it when we've got to do this? And then there's poor old John Reed, obviously not a very smart guy, who actually supposedly had a bomb in his shoe, and that's why we have to take our shoes off. I mean, who put those ideas in John Reed's mind?
You could say maybe nutcase or whatever. And we're supposed to go through all this rigmarole, and let's face it, half the people that are arrested for things, or even in jail, they have done so many things before they were ever really put behind bars like this Richard Reed type of person, that, you know, they're not really following through on any real criminal activity. They're only following through on easy stuff.
And I think the most interesting thing is that we all heard about this terrorist plot to blow up the Sears Tower. Well, they've actually tried this group of terrorists on two occasions, and both times a jury of their peers threw out the case. In other words, there was a hung jury because they realized it was a federal government sting. The only person who wanted to blow up the Sears Tower was the FBI informant who was offering these people $50,000 to come on board and be part of this terrorist plot. And they admitted it, they weren't very smart. Muslims, I feel very, very sorry for them, but they were stupid, just as stupid as John Reed, who actually had supposedly some explosives in his shoe, and he was trying to light them with a fuse in his shoe. I mean, how dumb a terrorist do you have to be
in a
plane where there's no smoking to pull out a cigarette lighter or a match and try to start lighting the fuse in your shoe?
I mean, it's almost laughable if it weren't so serious and weren't putting all of us and insulting us. But what I said, I think it was when I was on your last show, I'm not sure now, it was your show, I think it was, that they're preparing us to accept a police state.
Right.
And, you know, they're doing this. I mean, they're strip-searching students, of an honor student who's never been in trouble, down to, well, to take off her panties and turn them inside out. And her bra. But guess what they were looking for? Cocaine? No. They were looking for ibuprofen tablets, like Motrin. That's ibuprofen. I mean, we're getting to the point where we are doing ridiculous things in the name of so-called public safety, and now anybody who can't see through that, and why we aren't throwing a national hissy fit about it, that's actually egging them on, because they're saying, hey, you know what, they went for this, so they might go for this other over here, too.
And you know, it's so interesting, Beverly, that when a few states actually stood up to the federal government and said, we're not going to go for your driver's license ID card, they backed down. They always back down, because there are not very many of them, and they're very in an untenable position. There weren't very many, or really, of course, dedicated Nazis in Germany. A lot of people joined the Nazi Party as a way to get ahead, but they didn't believe in it.
No.
I mean, there weren't very many people who really believed in communism in Russia, only a very small percentage. A lot of people joined the Communist Party because they got extra ration cards. But we are the majority, and of course we are losing our freedom because there are not enough people, and certainly not enough of our political or spiritual leaders who have the courage to stand up and say this is wrong. And we are certainly actually killing people over in Iraq. We've killed almost 1 million people. Somebody's responsible. Who lost their job? Nobody lost their job. It was just a mistake. And if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. Well, Beverly, we're just about out of time. You got about 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Oh, well, I just want to say that I just enjoy your show very much, and that I hope people will start throwing a national hissy fit whenever they finally see that something is really out of line. Like this library thing, like this clear thing on the that the airports have to be in cahoots, the government has to be in cahoots, or they wouldn't be allowing the clear people to do this. It's a private company that is actually doing this thing, and I just think it's time that we really stood up for ourselves. Because nobody is doing it anymore.
Well, that's what I do, and that's why you do what you do. God bless you, Beverly. Our guest has been Beverly Eichmann. What's the title of your second book?
Walking Targets. How our psychologized classrooms are producing a nation of sitting ducks.
God bless.
Targets.
Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information, on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively reduce your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I certainly want to suggest if you have not yet laid in a supply of food or got yourself a Berkey water filter or got yourself the barrels you need, store water in or got the other things you need in case there is an emergency, why, of course, we work with Ready Reserve Food. We'd be glad to send you a free catalog because you can order the Berkey products to us. But if you'd like to get the food, and of course, they're dehydrated, they're packed in nitrogen, they'll last a good long time if you keep them cool. Why, telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you have a catalog, don't put off getting those supplies. The price of all these things is going up and going up rapidly, whether we're talking about wheat or rice or beans. Certainly, the food prices have gone up almost 60% over the last year. Understand what's going on. And, of course, increasingly, it's hard to get them. And they say, there's going to be plenty of crops this year. Well, I'm not so certain there are going to be. And you certainly should be prepared to look after yourself for 6 months to a year, no matter what happens. And if you'd like, of course, to get one of our catalogs, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send it to you free of charge. If you'd like one of our health catalogs, and of course we have our health and regular catalogs on the CD that you can put onto your computer. If you want one that's printed, you'll have to specifically ask for it. We'll be glad to send you a printed one. But it's so much more convenient if you get those that are on CD for us to send. And so if you'd like the catalogs or a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. Remember, our website is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there, so you can listen to our, watch our DVDs. They're up there. You can actually read our newsletter, all free of charge. We hope that many of you, of course, have got yourself prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. We have a great DVD. It's called Surviving in Place. Surviving in Place tells you how, of course, to actually prepare your home for nuclear, chemical, or biological warfare attacks. And you don't have to have a lot of knowledge. You don't have to do a lot of things. But the things that you're going to do, you should do, and you should have them on hand. And this is quite inexpensive. It's a DVD, and you won't get it this cheap any other place. But let me tell you, Survival in Place is an important DVD. And then, of course, we have the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. I'll tell you, we have an Amazon website, and we're selling these all over the world. And, of course, this is actually prepared by the Department of Civil Defense back in those days when they wanted to protect the American people. They don't want to protect them anymore. They have their shelters for the elite, underground shelters. They have them all over the country. But, of course, not for you common folks, because there are really too many of you. And of course, we're not going to be, if we didn't, kill off millions of people in the coming war, why the American people wouldn't be willing to give up their freedom. You're going to have to look after yourself. the book on nuclear war survival skill, our four-tape set on civil defense, our DVD on sheltering in place, and then we have, of course, a book called Making the Best of Basics, which just tells you how to do the things that you'd have to do if you couldn't go down to the store and buy food, and certainly how to prepare wheat and how to prepare other things and how to store foods. And all of these things are vitally important. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the emergency food catalog, and we'll send you a printed one of those. And then, of course, we'll send you the health catalog and the regular printed catalog of our products. You'll have to you'll get a CD, unless, of course, you specifically request a written one. We'll be glad to send it to you written. Understand that there are sinister forces out there, spiritual forces. You need, of course, to listen to my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the catalog on the plan.